How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Live from lockdown.
Live from lockdown. And we've both got new microphones,
yeah,
which hopefully make us sound very sharp and crisp.
Like we're in your room.
Yeah, like we're in your head. Which, yeah, in a way, I suppose we are. You know, that's where the sound is, right?
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's very philosophical, early doors, Tom. Mm. Is it philosophical?
Well, I wouldn't like to call myself a modern day philosopher, but
oh no, I think you should.
Yeah, you're right. I should. No. I'm probably the most profound person anybody's ever met.
Yes, but, I think so.
Don't worry about it.
Don't make a thing out of it.
Don't make a thing. I would hate to embarrass you about it. So,
how are you feeling today, Tom?
Well, I have had since the last couple of weeks, I've been very open about feeling quite emotional and quite down. Why can't we say that? Why was I resisting saying that? And I would say this week has turned a bit of a corner.
Good news.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, but then it still kind of comes back in flashes. But, like, on the whole, I felt like I've been a lot more up and a lot more able to cope in a way that I probably wasn't coping that well sort of 1 or 2 weeks ago.
So that's really great.
So I suppose it just goes to show that it pays off to do the exercise a bit and stuff.
How are your 5Ks going?
I've been doing one every day.
You're kidding me, Tom. That is so good.
Well, I mean, is it though? I don't know if I'm doing it right. I'm probably doing it too slow. I get tired. I want to stop, but I don't stop. I run the whole time.
But that's the thing.
Yeah, just don't stop.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess that's it. Literally. You've got to just don't stop believing. And also, reading more self-help books I'm enjoying.
Oh, someone emailed in to ask what the...
Oh, yeah.
Codependency book was called?
It's called Codependent No More, and it's by Melody Beattie. Is that
okay.
One? There's other ones available. And like I said, you have to get through the whole thing of like, you've been living with your alcoholic husband for 20 years. And I'm like...
Do you read it in an American accent, aloud, yeah, around the house?
Well, there's an audiobook of it, which I sometimes listen to, and she's very like, you think this, don't you? You know what it's like, the dog's sick, the kids are sick, you're sick, what are you going to do? And I had to stop listening to the audiobooks. Like, I'm not.
Have you had to create
fictional
children?
Yeah, so I've had to create a whole new life that I have been living with an alcoholic husband for 20 years in, like, Minnesota or something.
And how do you feel about that?
Actually, you know what? I feel a great sense of purpose, and I've got this book to guide me through.
And how are the children?
They're fine. They're absolutely fine.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it.
No problem at all. Yeah,
good for you.
Easygoing kids. Yeah, very lucky. I'm very lucky. You're just very lucky. People say that. We're just
very blessed.
We're a great family. We're just very blessed. So that's been good. And but you know, still moments of plummeting downs. But
sure.
You know, you just try and weather them. And also, I read on the Holistic Psychologist, who I follow on Instagram.
Sure.
That, if you're doing ego work. Which I think I am, which I think I've always been, then give your ego, sometimes when you're telling yourself stories about things or you're upsetting yourself or like criticizing yourself, give that voice a separate name. So it's called my ego Derek.
Derek. Is it called Derek?
Yeah. And Derek goes,
oh, Derek's back.
Why haven't you got friends like that? Why haven't you, why can't you run?
Do you know what? That feels very pointed because we're very good friends. Why have you got her as a friend? All right, Tom.
Oh, no.
I'm no, trying to help you through this. Jeez.
No. You know, that's not what that's not who I was referring to.
I know. I was just playing.
I know. But how have you been, Susie?
I've been quite well. Again, Mondays I find really grim. I don't know why.
Yes.
Oh, I've just received an email.
Oh. What's it say?
Facebook. It's letting me know that they exist. Good for those guys.
Susie, you're telling me you still get the Facebook emails?
Yeah, like... I didn't know that I did, actually. That's come as a bit of a shock.
Mm.
But I will also turn off my mail now. Probably just quit mail.
I would junk that.
I think that Facebook emails me when someone that I correspond with often
has got
in touch
nice.
With me.
Oh, that's nice. It knows your friends.
So it's almost like mum sent you another video about like a cat that's befriended a duck.
Oh yeah, well and that's nice. You need to
I'll
know.
Be honest, I am here for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very much. So I find Mondays trickier.
Mm.
And I spoke to our dear friend and also our agent Flo yesterday.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And I said, oh, I just can't seem to write anything on a Monday. I like wrote loads of stuff on a Monday and then I looked at it on Tuesday and thought, well, this is crap. There's really no getting away from it. It's all shit. Oh. And then she said to me, well, maybe you just don't write on a Monday.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, yeah, maybe I just don't write on a Monday. Maybe during this time I do sort of a 3-day weekend where I'm not as structured on, like Mondays are just like another day. They can't actually. I tell you what I am having though, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm having really weird dreams. Now, I know as a rule, it's really boring to talk about people's dreams.
No, but
I think when you're not allowed
to
leave the house, it's way more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's the only time you leave the house is in your dreams.
So, have you had a particularly weird one?
No, I have very disrupted sleep. I have quite a lot of nightmares anyway.
What are they about?
I never quite know. Often they're about snakes, but...
Oh, yeah, you hate snakes, don't you?
I mean, I don't really... You know, I don't hate them, but I just have this fear of them. And it's when I sleep on my back, which I seem to do in the night anyway. But, yeah, and last night, I don't know. I think... I don't know. I just kept waking up and feeling anxious. But I can't remember what the dreams were. But go on.
Oh, that's horrid.
Well, what can you do?
I dreamt that us and a group of our... friends, you were there.
Oh,
because I think when I went to bed, I thought, oh, we're recording early in the morning, set the alarm like even earlier so that you've showered and you're like sort of up and ready to roll. And so I must have thought of you. And then we were out with it was Flo again, Antonia, and Lily, who are friends of ours, who we also work with. And we had gone to an aquarium to have lunch.
Which we might.
Which seems probably quite reasonable.
That's absolutely reasonable.
What started happening is the tanks were sort of open at the top.
Oh no, what happened then?
Well, the fish kept flapping about. Anyway, I was trying to eat my chips, but water from the tank kept spilling over and going on my chips.
Well, probably the fish probably don't like you eating chips because it does remind them of sometimes...
Of like where their mother went.
Yeah.
Of what happened to mummy. What happened to mummy?
Oh,
anyway, so then I thought, right, I'm going to go outside and eat my chips, which seemed like a reasonable thing to do in my dream. So I went outside, I had my chips. Then in your dreams, it's often like a jump cut, isn't it? Like I've been outside, I'm back
there's
inside.
There's no edit.
And then what happened is they put a dragon in the tank.
Oh no.
And at that point I thought, do you know what? I don't think that tank's big enough for this dragon. I think I'm going to have to say something and we're going to have to leave. And then my alarm went off.
I love how...
What does that mean?
A mythical nightmarish creature is put into the tank and your response is to go, I'm going to have to tell someone. Can I speak to the manager, please?
Oh, God, am I a Karen? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Karens.
Karen, no. Can I speak to the manager?
But I wanted to speak to the manager because I felt like the dragon did not have enough room. To maneuver itself around.
Even in your nightmare, you're still thinking about animal welfare. So cool, so kind.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think what it means.
Oh, I don't know if it means anything. Some people really believe, don't they, that the dreams are that really mean something, but I'm not sure.
I mean it's but I think a lot of people are dreaming more than they used to. I mean
I've seen a lot of people saying that online.
Mm. Why is that? Is it because we're eating later? Are we having more cheese? What is it? Why?
Is it because our brain needs to, like, do something because we're doing so little?
I wonder about that. I wonder about, brain sort of getting a bit overactive and stuff. And I think as well, if they are, like, it's just a case of going, oh, my brain's getting a bit overactive here. Like, it's sort of, I don't know, just acknowledging it. It's good, isn't it? Rather than going, what's happened to me?
Yeah, I'm not worried. I don't want everyone to know. I'm not worried about the dragon. I think that in the end, he probably got out and had quite a nice life. So
he
just
did.
In case anyone was wondering, if I was wondering.
Of course he did.
Thank you.
He probably made his way to some sort of parade in China. He's had a great time ever since.
I would have thought so.
He seemed like that sort of dragon. He seemed like a very, very showy, offy dragon. So I'm imagining. But if the tank was too big, the tank was too big for him. He knew he was destined for bigger things. He's very much like us, Suze. He knew the tank couldn't contain him.
Do you know, it turns out you are a philosopher of our age. You are the most profound person.
I'm probably the most profound person in the world. Probably.
Almost certainly, I'd say.
Almost certainly. I do yoga as well now, guys. So,
Oh, Tom, congratulations. But Where are you running? Just like around houses?
Just around the houses. And Dad tried to make me go the other way that goes through the park. And I did like it, but it was a bit more uphill. I didn't enjoy it as much. So I'm not doing that one every day. I'm doing the one that's just through the roads that goes to the Toby Carvery and back.
Oh, I'd love to go to a Toby Carvery at the moment.
I would love to go anywhere.
Not right now, because it's 9:45 in the morning. But in about 2 hours, I'd be absolutely keen.
Susie, they do breakfast now, you know. Mum and Dad sometimes go up there. It's like £3 or something.
My mum and dad have a pub near them that isn't, it's not under the Toby Carvery franchise, but it's very much in a similar wheelhouse.
Off-brand Toby, yeah.
It's an off-brand Toby. It's a Tibby Carvery. And they do the same. They go for a slap-up breakfast. And they also do a tea cake with a cup of tea for about £1. I mean, it's very interesting to think where the price, you know, where the margins are for profit.
Well, where, you know, that's it. It's like somebody told me that about fish and chip shops. The money's all in the chips. I was like, what?
Well, it's like popcorn, isn't it?
That underpins the whole cinema industry. Did you know that?
Yeah, because it's so cheap.
Yeah. And then they charge you loads for it. And that's
the markup's like 200% or something. It's insane.
When someone told me that, I realised that all those fancy movie stars, they're basically just popcorn sellers. They're just glorified popcorn sellers. That's what those movie stars are. And may you take that with you today, guys, as a...
Yeah, when people are like, oh, Angelina Jolie, the actress. Well, I guess she's more of a... She's more of confectionery saleswoman than an actress, yeah. I guess.
I would think of her more to do with the popcorn industry than the movie, for sure. So, you know, there you go. There you go, Derek. Have that.
You're not going to get me. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
And he does smoke a pipe as well. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that is vile.
Absolutely vile. Also, isn't it interesting how mums and dads really like a tea cake and a cup of tea? Like, like my mum and dad would travel for hours to sit in some sort of cafeteria that serves that sort of thing. And that's a lovely thing to do. But why am I not able to accept that?
Don't you do that on tour?
Well, when we were on tour, we would sometimes, I suppose, do something
go to like a National Trust and go to the cafe.
I do like to do that. I do like to do that. I do like to do the National Trust.
I once went to a National Trust whilst on tour with Alan Carr Clang. And
Clang, everybody.
Clang! It was near York. That's all I remember, because we'd done York the night before. Okay. And Alan had popped a hat on and taken his glasses off, so he didn't look quite as recognisable. But his voice is quite recognisable.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that we were getting this tour with, like, you could sort of see them like dominoes slowly working out that they were having a tour of an old stately home with Alan Carr. It was truly brilliant. It was so great.
That must have been so funny.
And people were, like, and then there was like some excitement, but then there were like some people from overseas who might not have heard of it. It was just so great as this woman was walking around, sort of. And there's always the out of work actors, aren't there? Well, they're in work. Fair play.
A job's a job.
I mean, Lord knows we've done some. And
Lord knows.
But
Lord knows the job's happened.
and it was great because, you know, there's obviously these actors walking around sort of going, my mistress used to sleep in here. And then, like, here comes the footman. He'll tell you about the kitchen.
Oh, Mr. Gormley will be along in a minute.
I don't like him.
I won't have Mr. Gormley. I like it when it's on an audio. You know, like when you have to hold like a remote control to your ear, and then you get.
Love that.
I love that so much. Like, when you just
hear,
like,
I love that.
Soundscapes of, like, crackling of fire. What's a crackling of fire?
Yes. Yeah. And then you might get someone who's got a voice similar to Simon Callow.
Yes, you know Simon Callow's good doing all of those. He's probably got a studio in his own house.
Well, I imagine so. Very similar to the little setup I've got here.
Very similar.
Very similar. A big cupboard. That's what he lives in.
Doesn't matter, Simon Callow, but he still doesn't warm up. Takes it very seriously. You have to take it seriously.
You simply must. I often wonder what it's like working in something like, you know, what's it called? Like the London Bridge Experience.
Oh, I know. The ones outside London Bridge Station.
Yes. That are all dressed as dead people.
Yeah, God love them. God love them. I mean, it must. I mean, I've never been in it. Apparently, it's really fun. And I went as a child, and my brother had a slush puppy and then threw it up on the floor. So it's always had that connotation. Like, you know.
That's like, my cousin can't go into Lush because she went in there with a hangover and then was sick.
But now, to be honest, whenever I go in Lush, I feel like I've got a hangover and I want to be sick. It makes me physically gag.
But what I loved is that she didn't think, I'm going to give up booze. She was like, I just won't go into Lush when I get a hangover.
Yeah, good for her. It's like you.
And do you know what? Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. You know what you like. You know what you like.
You know what you like. I've been to one of those. It's not the London Bridge Experience. What's it called? Like the London Dungeons. I went to one. Oh, yeah. And it was actually, they were the people that were like acting in there were brilliant.
I bet it's fun. I bet it's really good.
I mean, it's a laugh. I bet, like, if you've, like, just graduated from drama school or you're at college and you need a little bit of money.
Yeah.
I bet it's a laugh.
I bet it is. I bet it's a real scream. And I think, well, you know,
literally
what?
Literally a real scream.
Literally, guys. In Edinburgh, Nish, and who's he? I can't remember who he went with. Maybe James. A few of them went during the Fringe to the Edinburgh Dungeon. And they said, you know what? It's kind of cheesy and everything, and it's kind of ridiculous. But... if it was a Fringe show, people would be like, 5 stars.
Yeah, totally.
This is amazing. Immersive theatre. Like, so, you know, there's always that kind of, there's always a bit of snobbery.
Also, maybe a little suggestion there to the Edinburgh Dungeon for some rebranding.
Absolutely. Rebrand yourself as a Fringe show. Put yourself in the brochure, love.
Get in the brochure, love.
Get yourself some credits. Yeah, that's
that 500 quid will make itself back in no time at all.
No time at all. I mean, yeah, I do like it. Why am I think, you know, I just got, like, shamed out. I just sort of, at one point, had some friends who were just really snooty, and I just sort of got shamed out of all the things that are fun in life, i.e. the London Dungeon and Burger King. But they're the main things.
They are the main things. Is that the first thing you're going to do after lockdown?
Burger King, London
Straight
Dungeon.
Straight to the London Dungeons.
Lush. Puke.
Do you know what, though, Tom? While we're on attractions in London...
Yeah. What else?
And, indeed, all over the country, and... the world. I'll tell you what I don't get.
Oh no, what?
I don't get Madame Tussauds.
Looks absolutely boring, doesn't it? Who cares?
And it's got the one that's near Baker Street Station down
that's
by Marylebone.
That's the main one.
The main one. The queue outside.
Out of control.
It's insane.
It's not even got the planetarium there, so you haven't even got the interest of like looking at some planets or something. You've just got boring waxworks of like Sarah Ferguson. Like,
really lovely, a lovely choice.
I was thinking of who's an idea.
No, it was actually bang on the money. I really like that. Thank you, Tom. Did they used to have a planetarium?
The London Planetarium used to be there, yeah.
Who decided those two things should go together?
Well,
like
exactly,
massive waxworks and like fake stuff and real stuff.
It's just so... I know, I just don't understand. I don't understand why people would want to go to it at all. I guess you just go... that's my thing with travel, is that I've never understood it well enough. So I go, what am I supposed to do here? Do I do the things here, the attractions here, just so I can say I've done them? Or do I just have some sort of experience that's kind of organic and authentic but could be quite boring? Like, what am I supposed to do? If you're in London... you go to the things because you feel like, oh, I should go to all the things since I'm here. I guess Madame Tussauds is one of them. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very strange. You sort of stand next to a Freddie Mercury while they like blast out Bohemian Rhapsody. But then you've got a queue to stand next to. It's very confusing.
Very confusing. Although my friend from Great Yarmouth, they used to have
I didn't know you had a friend from Great Yarmouth. Good for you. Oh,
Alexis from Great Yarmouth.
Is she? I've got a friend from Great Yarmouth. What a great day.
Who?
Alexa.
Well, there you go. They must know each other. They used to have a waxworks there, but it was like quite crappy and small and was horrible, really horrifying. And that's what you want, is a really bad waxwork museum, slightly melting, slightly terrifying. Maybe you'll get locked in there overnight. That's what you want.
Tom, if you're looking for that, may I suggest the Dracula exhibition at Whitby?
Whitby is a very creepy place.
Well, it's where it was written. No. Yes. It's where Dracula was written.
The boat comes in, isn't it? A boat.
Yes. Or it's not written there, or it's like based there.
Yeah, the boat just arrives, doesn't it, with him on it?
Yes, and all
the crew are dead. Oof.
Yes, that's right.
And
honestly,
it's got a funny
feeling.
It's got a funny feeling.
Is so... Like, it's got one star across the board on every online...
Great.
Which I think they created it. They wanted it to be good. It turned out being shit. And now people go to it because it is so laughably bad.
That's what I want.
It's so funny. The waxworks look like they've, you know, been in a fire and they're sort of part melted. Which is obviously horrifying.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Love it.
That's absolutely what you want. Do you know what? Going back to your earlier story, Whitby is great for fish and chips. No dragons.
That's the thing with like-minded friends. It all comes around in a circle, doesn't it?
Everything comes back to the beginning. Don't worry, everybody. It will all come back in the end.
So, Tom, one of our very dear listeners got in touch this week.
Yes.
And Caroline has created a crossword, because we've been talking about crosswords on the podcast, guys, because we both can't do cryptic.
Did you see that tweet that we got off that nice man about this? About crosswords?
Yes.
About how his mum, like, tried to do them and then couldn't do them and then wrote one and then 10 years later she could do them or something. So maybe in 10 years later we'll be able to do them.
Oh, what? Like, it would just click?
Yeah, something like that. It's one of those, like, it'll just click and you're like, shut up! It doesn't click! It hasn't clicked! It's one of those things.
It's like olives.
Oh, do you not like them?
No, you've got to eat them 8 times and then you like them.
Oh! I've had them loads of times now. Maybe I'll stop.
But you like them, right?
Yeah, I love them.
But I think when you first taste them, they're really... The taste is very unusual.
Yeah, I think I might have been sick, actually.
If you don't like them, and then you have them on eight different occasions, by the 8th time you'll like them.
Wow. Is that true of anything?
I don't know. And I'm hastening to add, my friend Faye made that up, but it sounds true. And I agree with it.
I imagine she would say something like that, having met your friend Faye many times now. Maybe 8 times. I imagine she'd say that.
Yeah, did you like her after the 8th time?
I liked her from the first time.
Good to know.
Especially liked her at the 8th time. I can imagine her saying that and it being like, yeah, that's true, actually. That's definitely true.
I like that.
And I enjoy that. Well, so, Caroline, this is a lovely crossword.
Caroline's created a crossword from things that we have spoken about on this podcast, which I love. So we're going to go through it with
you. I love this. Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Or maybe we'll do half this week and half that next week. Let's see how
Oh, my goodness.
How
so
good
much
we
detail
are.
As well.
It's so much detail. Right, okay, let's begin. Across 4.
Yes.
Tom's favourite food.
What? It's not olives.
7
what
letters.
What do you think it is?
Chicken.
I think it's chicken.
Then 9 across.
Oh, yeah.
Something Tom bought in Edinburgh. And it also made an appearance on the podcast... From the top of a wardrobe. Also, a West End musical. I know what that is.
Go on.
And it is from years ago.
Yeah, I think I know what it is and I'm amazed.
Top Hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... People remember things.
I love it. Okay. A favourite film of Tom's?
Similarly. The... What? I'm not sure. Go on.
Not Happy Breed.
No, it's not Brief Encounter.
No.
Not Mary Poppins. Not. What would that be? The something. 7 letters. The chicken?
It's the chicken. It's the chicken. Okay, we can go on. A favourite department store? I mean, we both know what that is.
We know what that is, don't we?
That's John Lewis.
John Lewis.
That's
it's
John Lewis, of course.
Can't be Hasse Fraser.
Oh, a name you once gave to a sat-nav. Also, Tom's locked-in co-host.
Linda. Oh, Linda. Linda. I feel a bit bad because I just reached out for a name for that, Linda. When I was, like, bored at the beginning of lockdown, I was like, what should I call this cushion balloon woman? And I went, oh, Linda. And I feel a bit like I've taken her from like-minded friends. But
oh, no. I'm delighted. It's great that Linda's got a face now.
Mm. She hasn't at the moment because she exploded yesterday. But
oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It happens. Don't feel bad.
Susie's favourite film. 17.
Oh my, what?
I've honestly got no idea.
Maybe we need to do some downs so we know we've got some clues on the crosses.
Probably Tom's favourite Streisand song.
Papa, can you hear me?
Papa, can you hear me? Yes! Oh, that's so good.
How does she know that's one of my favourites? It's 4-3-3-4-2. Papa,
yes. Can you? A favourite Madonna song of Susie's, 4-1-6.
Favourite Madonna song?
Like a prayer.
Like a prayer.
Like a prayer. Where you went to New York Pride? Oh, no, where you went to Pride? New York.
3 and 4, New York. I was thinking about that yesterday. You know, that was such a lovely time.
It was such a great trip, wasn't it?
Every moment was so lovely. And do you remember when the guys from Queer Eye went past?
Yes!
And waved at us. And I fantasize that I heard somebody on their golf buggy say, oh, that's, and then they knew us. But that might be my total fantasy, that one of them might know us. But I felt
and
like...
And you know what? I think that's fine.
I'm going to keep that with me because I have a positive in a voice now. Guys, feel free to delude yourselves. That's also
yeah, fun. Especially during lockdown. If you want to delude yourself, delude yourself.
Just live in a totally delusional state.
And you know what? It's lovely. I've lived there for years.
Something Susie was once a member of, 7 and 4. I know, Reptile Club.
Reptile Club!
Although, wasn't it? I think it's actually Lesbian Reptile Club. Wasn't it?
No, it was just Reptile Club, Tom. It wasn't just for lesbians.
Oh, well, I thought it was.
It was just the RC. It wasn't the LRC.
Oh, I see. What is the LRC? London?
London Reptile Club.
London Reptile Club.
That's of course. Oh, look, that's interesting, isn't it? I dreamt of a dragon. Still into them.
Still love your reptiles, don't you? You can't get enough of them.
Can't get enough of them. A favourite Dolly Parton song.
Two doors down. 354. 354.
Two doors down.
When we tweet about the podcast, we need to put up this crossword, don't we, so people can do it with us.
Well, I'm going to print it off. Oh, yes. We'll put it so people can
what? Give
out.
It to him and send it out.
No, great. I was going to
yeah,
say...
That's a good idea. Oh, yeah. Don't tweet it. Just post it. 7. A state of being, examples of which include seeing Britney Spears 3 times or treating yourself to love broadcasts. We do mention them a lot. Or saying right now and or literally a lot wearing Uggs.
Basic bitch.
Basic bitch. I was going to say, is that basic bitch? Oh, we're good at this. We're good
it's because it's about us, Tom. Susie's cat, Velma.
Velma. Great one. Okay,
what now we can go back. Something Susie's neighbour once borrowed with hilarious consequences.
Oh, a hammer.
A hammer, yeah, a hammer. A word Susie can't say. Do you know what this is?
No, what is it?
Wolf.
Oh, because it could have been bald as well when you say bald.
Oh, I can't say bald either.
I just remembered that. Yeah, bold.
Bald.
You're bold. Oh, you shaved your head. You must be bold.
A noise made when a name is dropped.
Clang! 5 plus.
But so I still can't get my favourite film. I have got no idea what my favourite film is. Isn't that weird? It's E.T., I think.
Well, unless E.T. has got 1, 1, 3, and 17 letters. What's 12?
What's IT? What's E.T. short for?
Extraterrestrial.
No, because he's got little legs.
Well, I don't get it.
What's he short for?
Oh, I get it now.
My favourite joke as a child.
Oh, that's good. That's
it's
good.
It's good, isn't it? It's good.
Good set. What are films you like with initials at the beginning?
Do you want a hand?
Yes,
Joe. Hi.
So you are right with an answer you've already said. I think it's. Well, I don't want to tell you. I'm trying to give you a.
No, please do. Please do. This is getting painful.
I think it's E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Oh.
There's a lot of mistakes then.
Oh, that is disappointing, isn't it?
Some printer ink's just arrived. Hang on. Hang on, one second. I can print out the bastard crossword and send it out.
Now we can post it to everyone. See, we've got so many listeners to this podcast in the last month. We've had so many listeners to this podcast.
It's fine.
And I feel like.
I mean.
I was just saying, Tom, we've had so many listeners to this podcast in the last month. And I really think this is going to be the one where everyone's like, do you know what? I've had enough of this, actually.
I think, actually, there is too much of a good thing. Also,
I'd prefer to be in lockdown by myself than with these two.
Told me to be delusional. It's a good thing. Talk about your dreams and then do a crossword badly about yourself, which you can't even answer, even though it's about you. And then one of the podcasters gets up to answer the door. But I do that because I like ordering things, and B, sometimes you get a really handsome delivery driver, which is sometimes nice to have. A man in uniform with skills. And the other day, they didn't want a signature, but they wanted a photograph. So I
guess I started doing that.
Who's it for? they started doing that, but I was in my pyjamas. How embarrassing.
What kind of pyjamas were you wearing?
Quite loose ones.
A negligee?
I was just in my negligee. You know, the one with the collar on, the taffeta collar. It was really quite something. But I don't know if he was being silly or not, but anyway, I still posed. You don't know where those photos might end up. You know.
That's the thing.
So
now, Tom, what I'm going to suggest that I do, or that indeed we do, is I'm going to print this I'm going to print this crossword off.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fill it in, and then we'll start next week's episode with how we got it wrong, and we can let everyone know. Because I think that while this might be great podcasting, it also might not. So what we've learned on today's podcast is that Tom and I are bad at crosswords, but we can't even do a fucking crossword about ourselves.
I mean, can you imagine how ridiculous it must have looked to try and do a cryptic one 2 weeks ago?
For anyone that's listening to a couple back to back, I mean,
what were we thinking? But I want people to print this out at home, or indeed send off to the PO box, and then tell us where we've gone wrong, because we still don't know what my favourite film is in this. So I think we need to be. That's the clip. That's the thing. That's the interactive content this week. Should you wish to be part of it,
please do.
Please do.
You can get us both on Instagram and Twitter. Do say hello. One more thing before we go, Tom. You've had some correspondence with Elaine Page.
I mean, it was such a bizarre Tuesday. One of our like-minded friends tweeted to say, "Have you seen this?" And Elaine Page has put up half of a duet and encourage people to sing along. And so I was like, well, this is great. And then I retweeted that, and then Elaine Page gets in touch to say, well, I'm waiting for your one, Tom.
Huge.
I mean, does she do her own socials? You've got to believe. You've got to believe she does.
Oh, you've got to believe she does.
And I did my best. I sang along with her.
Did she get in touch afterwards?
Yes, she said, because Twitter doesn't allow you to upload a whole video. She said, oh, you got cut off at the end there. Do you need to top up your data? Which I thought was a little bit of a dig. But I said, no, I've got my
data. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Elaine. Don't be horrible. And then I sent her the ending, and she said, oh, yes, that was great, like waiting for a bus. Which I thought was quite funny, if a little, again, slammy. She slammed me. But I am very proud of the video. I really enjoyed
it. Good for you, Tom. Good for you.
I know him so well.
You do know him so well.
I know somebody.
Well, we'll be back again next week with more Lockdown Live.
Yes.
If this hasn't put you off.
Don't let it, but look, honestly, we're normally much better than this. Next week, we're going to do a word search.
I want to continue doing the podcast no one's asked for, where we do things in an audio way that are almost completely reliable, relying on visuals.
Absolutely. Yeah, next week we're going to do a mime. and a watercolour challenge. Yeah.
I can't wait.
A bit better than those quizzes. I can't deal with all those quizzes, though.
Everyone's doing a quiz, aren't they?
Yeah, it's too much. I don't want it. I don't need to be quizzed. There's lots of things I don't know. I know that. He who knows most knows he knows nothing at all.
Again, the most profound person in the world, maybe.
So profound. I don't want to say it. But maybe, maybe.
And Tom, can I just give a little plug here? That if you enjoy Tom and I chatting, next week on my new podcast, Out with Susie Ruffle, where I interview inspiring people from the queer community, I will be interviewing Tom.
Well,
and it'll be a very different chat to the kind that we have on this podcast.
It'll be proper. I'll have things to say. Yeah, yeah.
So please give that a little subscribe as well as this if you want
it's
more.
A great podcast.
If you listen to this and thought, you know what, I do need more of this.
That wasn't enough.
But it will be a very different style conversation. But if you enjoy us together, then please do have a listen to that as well.
Yes, we would love that. We would. I mean, Susie's got such a great podcast there. So many people are excited about the interviews we've already done, Suze. It's so great.
Yeah, there's some really, I'm really proud of the ones that have already come out. It's got Dustin Lance Black, who I'm sure listeners will know, wrote the film Milk, and he's brilliant. Then Ruth Hunt, Baroness Ruth Hunt, who's the ex-CEO of Stonewall. And then the most recent one is with Mohsin Zedi, who is a barrister who grew up in a very religious Muslim household, who sort of had a journey of coming out and has written a book about it called A Dutiful Boy, which is excellent. So maybe have a listen to that.
Yes, I'm looking forward to listening to that one. I think I have a copy of that book as well.
Yes, he sent it to you because he asked me to send one to you.
It's very good. Read it.
Do read.
Okay, I will.
And that's all from us. We hope, if nothing else, we may have brightened your day a little.
Made you feel less shit about yourself.
Made you feel less shit about yourself. And reminded you that maybe after lockdown we do a group trip to the London Dungeons.
That would be great. Oh, can you imagine a coachload of our listeners screaming? I have been called a screamer before, so...
Why not? You know. Lean in.
Yeah. A coachload of screaming homosexuals. And their friends.
And
everybody in the LGBTQ+ community.
And indeed their allies.
And their allies. And their family.
Basically, we're saying everyone's welcome.
Look, the more people, the bigger the discount.
You can come.
I don't mind one bit. Yes, that will be something to look forward to. And just remember, if you're not good at things, it's okay. Everyone's not good at things.
Look at what we're not good at. So many things.
So don't, you know, just still do it because it's for you. It's not for anybody else. Anyway, that's my thing.
We'll chat to you next time on Like-Minded Friends.
Yeah,
thank you for listening. We're delighted by how many of you are listening in lockdown. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, look after yourself. And we'll chat to you next time.
Speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Okay,
bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.